This is HPR episode 2547 entitled MCs 2. It is hosted by Clacky and is about 11 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, in which I talk briefly about the history of MCs 2 and Sigwin and why you might want MCs 2.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hi, I'm Clacky. I guess when I post this and when you listen to it, it'll probably be a week ago for you that I talked about GitLab Pages and my dad's website. For me, it's 2 minutes ago. And I'm checking my HPR apps tag here again, and it says MCs 2. Yeah, that sounds like a good subject to just freestyle on as well. So we were talking about on the Ogcast Planet IRC channel on Freenode. I was talking with C-Prompt and Claudio M about the things you have to go through when you're a Linux native and you're trapped on a Windows machine, probably for work reasons. So there are a couple of different things to do these days. Of course, there's Windows subsystem for Linux, or whatever it's called this week. Basically, Linux kernel emulation by Microsoft, and then they run the full Ubuntu user space on it, or Fedora these days, also Debian. It's pretty funny that you go to the Windows store, or Microsoft store, or whatever it's called, and just, yeah, I would like to install Debian, and then you can do that. But if you're not going to install a full Linux thing, and these days I guess that works pretty well, but before it was limited, like you couldn't call Windows things from the Linux things and so on. They've been working on that. But if you want to stay in Windows land, but still have access to all the, or some of the, not Linux, but at least POSIX-y goodness, and also have it interact with Windows things directly, then the way you used to do it is you used Sigwin, a Windows POSIX layer by Cygnus Solutions, and they were a company that were later bought by Red Hat, and they implemented, they ported GCC to Windows. I don't know if they completely ported GCC or if there was a port and they picked it up and improved it, but they were part of the force maintaining GCC on Windows as then. So they had the solution, Sigwin, which was a, or is still available, a bunch of DLLs and some tools and stuff. That the main purpose was to create a build environment for GCC to run in. So you would have bash and make and all the other things. But it was also a complete user space. You could even install GNOME on it. If you have an X server running on your Windows machine, you can install GNOME through Sigwin, and then you can just run, for example, GNOME terminal, and it will talk to your X server, and it will be just like if you had been SSHing to a remote real Linux machine and running GNOME terminal there. So Sigwin was much better than not having Sigwin, but it also had its quirks. It was very concerned about its own things, and you were a little bit separated. You were in Sigwin world and not as separate as the Windows Linux thing, of course, but But still, you had different path names and everything, and there are tools to overcome that. But a lot of people felt that actually this whole Cygwin thing and the package manager and all that, that's more than I really need. I just want Bash and Make and the auto tools and whatever, just to be able to run my compile. I don't need GNOME or any of that stuff. So then some people who wanted this, they sat down and made msys. And msys did not have the Cygwin package manager. It was pretty much just, yeah, you install this thing and then you have the things. It still used the Cygwin library, the DLL implementing the POSIX interfaces. And it also made use of probably the build recipes and everything to make things work on Cygwin. But anyway, it wasn't the whole Cygwin deal. So a lot of people were using msys, and they were pretty happy about that. But then you always run into this point, now my build script needs this library, and I wish I had that packaged, or now it needs this tool to generate something or other. Or, yeah, now I want a real POSIX-y environment in Windows, and msys just doesn't cut it. I want packages. But then people don't like the Cygwin package manager. It was the UI, is a UI package manager. You not just say, Cygwin install blah, and then it just happens. You run the setup.exe, and then it pops up, and then you select, yeah, I want to upgrade this thing, I want to install this thing, and it's pretty tedious. So some people went and took the Arch package manager, Pac-Man, and they modified that so that it would be able to run on msys, or on the Cygwin, in the Cygwin POSIX-y environment. And this is what they called msys 2. I don't think there's a direct lineage between msys and msys 2. It's completely different people, I think. But nobody has complained about the use of the name. So msys still exists, I think, and is still being maintained. But then msys 2 is sort of like msys plus the Pac-Man package manager. And it is so much nicer to use than Cygwin. I like msys 2 a lot. And if you need a package, you need tmux, then you just pacman dash capital S tmux, and then it installs tmux. It's pretty nice. It sometimes will tell you that, okay, now I updated some really important things, and because you are on Windows and Windows is terrible, you need to now destroy this window, and don't press Control C, because then things will try to do things and things will be terrible, so just kill this window. But yeah, it tells you, if you do what it says, everything will work out fine. Otherwise, I guess you have to reboot, and that will fix things. If you use Git for Windows, you're actually sort of using msys 2. You don't have the package manager, but the Git for Windows is made in msys 2. So it's basically, you take the msys 2 system distribution, they modified some of the paths, and then remove the package manager, and just basically you're down to msys plus a not Cygwin compile but Windows compile Git, but which also understands POSIX-y things, which is a pretty interesting hybrid that can confuse you sometimes. But basically you have Git for Windows compiled for Windows and expecting a Windows environment, but then you have the Cygwin-y tools, the POSIX-y tools around it, and it's all made using msys 2. So if you use that and you think that is comfortable, and you just feel, oh, now I want tmux, or now I would like a I need a, I don't know, a Python or something, then just go msys 2 instead. It will be the same experience, but you will have a package manager. And installing msys 2 is really easy. Go to msys2.org, I think, and just download the installer, run it, boom, you have msys 2. You have a bash thing you can run. And then you're in a nice window with Bash, and then you can Pac-Man. If you're from Arch, then you can Pac-Man as you're used to. Or if you're not from Arch, then you can just look it up. It's not very complicated. The names of the switches are not entirely intuitive, I think, in Pac-Man, but I mean, you just need update and install, and that's it. So Pac-Man-S, Pac-Man-U pretty much gets you everything you need to in day-to-day life. MCs2, check it out. This has been Hacker Public Radio. You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share-Alike 3.0 license. Ba 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 bum 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 bum.